Okay, Tov, and welcome back to our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We have one Mishnah, very bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph Masachet Shemot, Perek Dalet Mishnah Yod. We will study that Mishnah and first half of the attendant Gemara until Mem Bet Amud Bet. And then Amir Tashem on the next podcast, we will finish the Gemara on this Mishnah. Okay. The topic of this Mishnah is the issue of Havchana, pun intended, which is the requirement to wait 3 months after a marital relationship has ceased for beginning another one. And it goes as follows. Ha'ivama lo tachlot lo tityabem. She can't have chalitza or yibum. Ad sheyesh la shlosha chodashim. Until they're 3 months from the moment of the death of the husband. So any other woman must wait 3 months. Echad betulot, whether they are betulot, which means they were not married, they only had kishin. Echad betulot, or they have married. Echad grushot vechad amonot, and it doesn't matter if they were divorced or widowed. We'll see why that's mentioned in the end of the Mishnah. Echad nisuot vechad arusot, which would seem to be the same as betulot and betulot. We'll see in the Gemara in the next podcast discussion. Yehuda disagrees. Omer ha-nisuot, darsuv arusot inasu. Which means anyone who was married and therefore was having relations with her husband, and there's a concern that she may be pregnant, and therefore we have to make sure who the father is, which is the whole issue of avchana, they could have erusin, because during erusin they're not going to have relations. And if a child is born, let's say, 6 months later or so, we'll know it belongs to them. Harusot, women who were never married, they only had erusin, yinasu. They could have erusin and nisun with a new husband, because we know no child is coming from the old husband. Chutz min harusot shebiyuda, except for the custom that existed in that time, neshali bogaspa, because the man is very intimate with his betrothed, and sometimes they do consummate early, the masach. We'll talk about that in greater detail. And as a result of that, there we do have to be concerned that she may be pregnant. Now, Rabbi Yossi adds one more point. He said any woman could have erusin, meaning whether she comes from erusin or nisuin, could have erusin. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but he puts one stipulation. If the woman is a widow, she can't have erusin because she's mourning for her husband. Okay, now, the first analysis of the Gemara is the problem of chalitza. Why must a woman wait 3 months before having chalitza? I understand why she can't have yibum. Because let's say she really is pregnant with her husband, and she's having yibum with her brother, and then it turns out that she really has a living child from that relationship, she's now violating yisurei shirach. Why shouldn't she have chalitza? The lema te'evet yuvta the Rabbi Yochanan the amra chalitza nuberet shma chalitza. So this should be a challenge to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a chalitza of a muberet is valid, because our sense here is that the reason that she can't have chalitza is because if it turns out she's pregnant, then chalitza will be invalid, like Mishloki. No, v'lav meot vino Rabbi Yochanan chadazim. No, didn't we already shoot down Rabbi Yochanan? So yeah. So our argument is, here's another proof again. So lo, here it's not a proof. Problem here is as follows. Let's say you give her a chalitza, and then it turns out, which means at this point she's possible kahuna, and then it turns out that she had a baby. Right? She's not marrying anybody, she had a chalitza, but she had a chalitza before the 3 months. Then it turns out she's pregnant, which means she's a regular widow, not a chalitza. Now she's allowed to marry the kohen. And now you got to publicize that everybody should ignore the chalitza, and she's mutter the kohen. B'nei tzurcha, so let her have that. There'll be some people who were aware of her chalitza, are not aware of the cruise, and therefore they're going to say she's pasul min hakahuna, and either way, somebody's going to suffer. Either we're not going to allow her to marry a kohen, which she should be able to, or she will, and some people will think her to be valid, or will think it's mutter for a kohen to marry a chalitza, as we saw earlier. All right, good. So this all works for an almana. But what if there was a woman who was a grusha, which means she's already possible minakuna, and then she marries a guy, and he dies childless. So she should be able to have chalitza right away, because even if it turns out she's pregnant, they're not going to now announce that she's mutter l'kuna. She's in any case awesome. That says, we will see in a couple minutes, that up until the moment of chalitza, it's possible that she's going to be still getting mizonot from her original husband. As you state, Tenach nesua arusa grusha ma'ika lememar. So what are you going to do if you have a woman who was originally grusha, and a woman's marriage got divorced, then she married this guy, had kiddushin with this guy, and he died childless. So she's an arusa grusha, which means she's already pasul lakuna. She's not getting any mizonot in any case. Give her chalitza right away. Ela mishum de Rabbi Yossi. The answer is very straightforward. It's a story. A man came to Rabbi Yossi. Amarle ma'olach lotz b'toch gimel. Can I give her chalitza right away? Amarle lotach lotz. No. So the man challenged him. He said, oh, what do you care if I give her chalitza now? Called me krazeh. So Rabbi Yossi referred to that. Rabbi Yossi read the pasuk. Pasuk number one on a page. Im lo yechpotz. Right? I'm chafetz yabem. In other words, the chalitza is an alternative to yibum. Kol ha'ola li'ibum ola l'chalitza, etc. Which means that yibum and chalitza always go together. Which means that you can't have yibum during the first 3 months, you can't have chalitza during the first 3 months. Is that really true? A famous statement, it's feikot. We have several other cases like this, of women who get chalitza but can't have yibum. So you see, chalitza and yibum don't go hand in hand. My sfeikot, what are sfeikot? Ilam, a suffic kedushin. You say that we're not sure if this woman was ever married to the brother. So my lord, be jabmot, let him have yibum. Because either they were married to the brother and it's yibum, or they weren't married to the brother and she's mutter the gamre. Yabem ben machach klum, there's no problem. Alalav, suffic shakira shachat mishtachayot. What's the suffic? There's two women there and we're not sure which of these two sisters the man who gave kedushin to. Right? V'inu yodei is men kidesh. Tani choletz, and you see she gets chalitza, even though she can't have yibum, she has chalitza. The answer is very simple. Hachi hashta, let's examine it. Hatam, in the case of the two sisters, im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar da hakidesh, if Eliyahu would come, so prognosticator would come and say, this is really the one, sister A is the one that was mekadesh, about chalitza v'yibum, then she would be able to do chalitza and yibum. But in other words, our problem here is simply that we just don't know which sister it is. So mitzvah min hasafek v'yira chalitza. Hacham yavo Eliyahu v'yomar d'halo yabra. But if Eliyahu would come here and tell us 100% this woman is not pregnant, mi mashgach, maybe we wouldn't pay attention to it. V'yab minalei, we would give her yibum during the first 3 months. We wouldn't. Haktana d'lav bati aburi. Even Haktana, even a girl who's 11 years old. We still say you have to wait 3 months. You have to wait 3 months across the board. We had a possible exception with Tana, with the case of Yibum, etc. Because we're not Gozmish and Gadol, etc. That's why in the case of Miyun, we don't require it. But generally, we say that everybody has to wait 3 months, even if she's overage, underage, etc. And therefore, if we had perfect knowledge that this woman is pregnant, we would still say she can't have chalitza. So therefore, you do have, this is a case where the woman is not Ola Liv, not Ola L'chalitza. That's it. Good. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Yivamash, Shloshah Chodashim Rishonim, Gnizonet Mishal Baal. So this gets back to what we talked about a couple minutes ago. First 3 months, she gets her mizonot from the husband's estate, the dead husband's estate. Kan va'elach enin nizonot lo mishal Baal v'lo mishal Yavam. From then on, let's say there's only one brother. She's not supported by either Baal or the Yavam until the Yavam does something. Hamad Bedin, let's say that the Yavam was taken to court by Beit Din Zetan and told him, you better do something. Varachin, he ran away, and he's on a Mishal Yavam. Then they take his estate. Now, Naflavi Fnei Yavam Katan, let's say that the only Yavam around is a minor. Mi Yavam, late La, late La. Baal Mai. So does she get from the Avam? She doesn't get. He's a Katan. Does she get from her original husband's estate? Pligibar Rav Acha Ravina. So machlok. Chanamar Itla, v'chanamar Leitla. So machlok, whether or not she gets from the original husband. V'hilchata Leitla, Mishamayi Knasua. The answer is she doesn't get, and it's too bad. So the Knas Min HaShemayim, the fact that she was put into this awful situation of waiting for the Katan to get to age, Yibum or Chalitza, we'll see later on what that age is, that in the meantime she also isn't supported because that's the way her hand played out. That's what their Kones Min HaShemayim. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Yevol Yevolash Chatzula Achim Atok Shlosha Tzichalim Tim Shlosha Chodashim. Right. So if a woman did get chalitza during the 3 months, she can't marry right away. She has to wait until the 3 months are up. She doesn't have to wait another 3 months. She has to wait until the 3 months are up before she can marry. Let's say that she gets chalitza after 3 months, then she's done. She doesn't have to work. In other words, we don't wait 3 months from the chalitza, we wait 3 months from the death of the husband. So you see that the 3 months that we wait are from the time the husband died. Not from chalitza. So my shna miget, why is this any different? The Rav Amar Mishat Netina, Shmuel Amar Mishat Ktiva. According to Rav, at least, it's a problem, because Rav says you have to wait 3 months, a grusha has to wait 3 months from the moment she got the get, even though the get was written earlier. At the moment the get was written, like Rashi points out, the two can't have relations, because then it's a get yashan and it's puzzle, etc. So really, from the moment that they didn't have relations, go back to the time of Ktiva, but if he didn't give it to her for another month, she still has to wait 3 months after that. So the answer is within the Ibu. Amarava Kalvachomer, Yisr Kare Kitarta, Yisr Lavu, Kol Shekain. After all, you're waiting 3 months from the moment the husband died before allowing her to have. Which means in 3 months you say the decks are cleared and there is no chance whatsoever that she's pregnant with a baby from the first husband that would then create an Yisr Kare to her Veshir Achshalom Makam Mitzvah. So certainly, for Chalitza, you're not going to wait longer than that, because the worst that would happen that she marries somebody out, which is the very worst Yisr Lav, Avima Lotia Lachutz Liyizar. Okay, good. Elchen Shar Kol Anashim. The Mishnah then said that not only Chalitza, but all women have to wait. Mishlama Yivama Kedamran. I understand why Yivum and Chalitza, exactly, along with it. Elashar Kol Anashim Amai. Why does a woman have to wait 3 months? A woman is married to a guy, and then a month later she marries another guy. She has a baby 8 months later. Is this baby a relatively premature kid from the second husband? Well, why do we care? Either way, either way, the kid's a kosher kid. Right? We're not claiming something nefarious happened. Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum de Amar Kra. The pasuk says, context of breed with Avram Avinu. The Yod L'Chal Elohim Ulazaracha Acharecha. That Hashem is our God. With Avraham and with his children who follow him, meaning that you have to know your paternity. Lavchin ben zaro shel rishon lezaro shel sheni. You have to know who your father. Meitiv Rava lefichach ger v'kiyoreh tzichot lamtim gimel chodashim. So if that's the case, then why do converts have to wait 3 months? After all, there is no possible alternative here of what the earlier option. To distinguish between that which the woman who became pregnant in the state of Kedusha and a woman who came becoming pregnant beforehand. The Rav Amar has a different idea. The reason that you have to know who's who is very simple. Could end up marrying your paternal sister. Because you're born and you think your father is the new father. Turns out your father is really the old father. Your mother didn't wait long enough. And you end up marrying his daughter, which happens to be your sister. All of these are terrible possibilities that could happen as a result of not knowing who your real family member is. If you look at Rashi, he goes through all of the cases to see how they play out. Chananya said, relative to all of the other takanot we mentioned here, all of the isurim that you're not allowed to marry or have yibum with are all because of takanat erva. There's shniyot, there's extensions of erva, and this one of havchana of 3 months is mishum takanat havlad. So it's not because you might have relations with the wrong person; it's because to make sure who the kid is. Maybe. The answer is, v'imita kulu mishum takanat erva. According to you, Rava, that the whole thing is because you might end up marrying the wrong person. That's all because of takanat erva. The answer is, hi mishum takanat vlad lo livka b'hu erva. The answer is, it is takanat vlad. This kid, this vlad, should not end up sleeping with the wrong person because he doesn't know who his father is. Now, let's go to the calendar. I understand why 2 months wouldn't work. If she waited 2 months, that's exactly the question. Because she gives birth after 7 months, is this baby a 9-month baby from the first husband? Barshiva labatra, or is it a 7-month baby from the second one? Elatamtin chodesh achad b'tinase. So they had a general belief that children are born in the 8th month, either in the 7th month or the 9th month. So let her wait 1 month and then give birth and then marry. The ilashiva yalda, if she gives birth after 7 months, so we know hi barshiva labatra. We know that it's a 7-month baby from the new husband. The ilatmanya yalda, if she gives birth after 8 months, hi bartisha lakamahu. Then this is a 9-month baby who was conceived before her first husband died or divorced her. So inam ilatmanya yalda, and that's not the case, because if she gives birth after 8 months, gilamema de batra, who it could be from the second husband. Dilma ishtayu ishtaha chodesh achad, maybe she didn't become pregnant for a month. Viyabar. Okay, good. So 2 months doesn't work, 1 month doesn't work. The time between Shnei Chodeshim Mechza, let her wait 2.5 months. Why? The Ila Shiva Yalda, if she gives birth after 7 months, then what do we know? We know it has to be from the first husband, because in 4.5 months, couldn't birth. Hi Bar Shiva Labatru, and it is, sorry, if she gives birth after 7 months, then it's certainly a 7-month baby from the second one, because she waited 2.5. It's not going to be a 9.5-month baby. If she gives birth after 6.5 months or less, then hi Bartisha Lakamo. And this is a 9-month less baby from the first husband. De Bar Batrahu, because if it were from the second husband, she gave birth after 6.5 months, Barshito Palga Lochaya, we say that a 6.5-month baby can't make it. Inami Lashito Palga Yalda. But that's not really true, because if she gives birth after 6.5 months, Ikalamera de Batro could be from the second baby, the second husband. Why? Marzutra filamandamar yoled letisha inu yoled mukutan. We have machloket about whether or not, this masachet nida, whether a woman who carries to full term carries to part way into the 9th month. All right, or if she gives birth, does that mean that's the end of 9 months? But yoled letisha yoled mukutan. Everybody agrees that a woman who gives birth premature in the 7th month. Do so at any point in the 7th month, even 6.5 months or 6 months in a week. Shinemar was the proof text from Chana. Ahili tkufot tayamim, Chana gave birth to Shmuel. That's pasuk number 3 on the page. All right, what's the limud? Miut tkufot. Tkufot we understand to be a season, meaning 3 months. That's, there's two of them, tkufot. Miut shtayim. Miut yamim, and how many yamim? Shtayim. So that means 6 months and 2 days. She gave birth. So you see that after 6 months, any time in that 7th month, she could give birth, which means you can't wait 2.5 months, because if she gives birth after 6.5 months, it could be 9 from the old one or 6.5 from the new one. The tamtin mashu, so let her just wait in about a day or two. Betina say, and then check her after 3 months. If she's pregnant, then we know it's from the first husband. And if she's not, anything later she's pregnant, it's from the second husband. It's going to make them not appealing to their husbands if you do a bedika on a married woman. But we know that a pregnant woman walks a certain way. Why don't we check that? A woman in such a case knows how to conceal it. Why? A woman is married a couple months. She can walk a certain way to not look pregnant, so that when the baby's born, they'll think it's premature, and then he'll be able to inherit from the second husband's property, which may be better. Kimlan de Muberati. So now, Hechad Kimlan de Muberati Tinase. All of this, the entire discussion, the entire Mishnah, is about Avchana, making sure that we, if she's pregnant, we know who the father is. But let's say we know a woman's pregnant. The woman is 4 months pregnant when her husband dies. Why can't she marry right away? Alama Tanya Loisada Muber Chavero Mineket Chavero. We had this earlier. Man's not allowed to marry his friend's wife, meaning the friend died, divorced her, and she's pregnant. And if you have this big fine, Rameer says, if you do so, you can't ever marry her. Shemate Aser Buras Sandal. The answer is, because if you marry her and have relations with her, that may hurt the fetus. Uyachi Didei Nami, so then you shouldn't be able to have relations with your own wife when she's pregnant. So We have the sugya and daf yud. It said that women are allowed to use birth control. So the answer is, if you hold like a mayor that she can use moch, she can use moch. Then HaKadosh Baruch will take care of her. Which is why you can have relations with your wife when she's pregnant. So say the same thing now if you marry somebody else's a wife who was pregnant from somebody else. So that doesn't work. The answer is because physically you're going to hurt the baby during penetration. It's the same problem with your own child. Here the word chai is being used differently. You'll be very more careful. So won't you be more careful even if it's your wife, she's pregnant, even if it's somebody else's child? Won't you be more careful not to hurt? The answer is, we get back to this, that a default case of somebody who's pregnant is she plans to nurse. Dilma i'abra u'ma'acher chelba. Perhaps she'll become pregnant and it's going to reduce her lactation and she won't be able to nurse. Kot olay. And that will end up killing the child because he won't have what to eat. So yachid deinami. So don't you have the same problem with your own wife being pregnant from you? Didei memas masalei bebeitzim v'chalav. She'll make some formula, but she can't nurse. She'll make some formula to feed him. Nanami memas masalei bebeitzim v'chalav. So why not, if she's pregnant from the other man, and if you have relations with her, then it's going to mess her up her milk, so she'll make a formula. The answer is, lo yav labal. The husband won't necessarily be willing to pay her food stipend to be able to make formula for the baby. So v'lipeina liyorshim. So why doesn't she go to the yorshim of her original husband and say, I have to feed the baby because I'm not able to nurse? A woman is so embarrassed to come to Beit Din to ask such a thing, she may even kill the child rather than come to Beit Din. And so therefore, where it goes there, you cannot marry a woman when she's pregnant with somebody else's child, because at the very worst it's going to happen, bad things could happen. But even if not, nonetheless, she may lose her ability to nurse, and the husband will not necessarily support her feeding the baby with formula, and then the baby can die. All right, Demir Tashem, we will continue on Daf Mem Bet, top of the next podcast.